Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The gentlemen face each other across the library table, and a somewhat sluggish game of rummy is in progress.
That's the third time in 5 minutes you've made a mistake, huh?
Hardly be a matter of life and death if it had been the fourth time.
No, but you don't generally play so sloppy.
Probably the heat. Warm weather like this makes a fellow's brain sticky.
My brain ain't sticky.
All through with the dishes, eh?
Yeah. Say, that Rick Mice man gets loonier every day.
What you done now?
I stepped out on the back porch a minute ago, and he was coming out in the alley, and he hollered to me, "Hey, ain't we the same as people getting our name in the paper?"
Oh, he's a lame brain, right, that Rick Mice man.
I wonder what he meant.
Talking gibberish, likely. Say, how about moseying down to the picture show?
Picture show?
I feel in a mood to lower back in the richly cushioned seats of the Bijo and be transported into the land of make-believe.
Why, I haven't heard you suggest going to a picture show of your own accord in 97 years.
The fit seems to be on me this evening. Get your hat. Get your hat, right?
Now? Not even 6:30 yet.
Get your hat. Get your hat, Sadie. You'll hire us to the silver screen.
What's on?
A stirring play full of drama and pathos. I understand we can expect a tear and a chuckle.
What's the name of the play?
I forget. Tell us.
I'm not familiar with the title. All I know is Gloria Golden and Four-Fisted Frank Fuddleman's in it.
Gloria Golden and Four-Fisted Frank Fuddleman. Two fine, capable performers. Get your hat, Sadie.
Hey, what is this?
What?
I've heard you say 50 million times you hated Gloria Golden and Four-Fisted Frank Fuddleman.
They're supposed to be wonderful in this picture.
What is the picture?
We can obtain that intelligence when we reach the brightly lighted facade of the playhouse. The name of the dramatic piece isn't essential. Rose by
Rush, Emily. Let's see. Get tonight's paper.
Okay. I suggest we decide.
Leave now?
Sure.
It's only 20 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The earlier we arrive, the better choice of seats will be available.
Well, they don't start selling tickets till 7.
Very fast. Oh, well, what's that? We can stroll downtown in a leisurely fashion, observing the various sights and enjoying
hey,
a fine...
Hey, what's eating you?
Nothing. I feel good this evening.
First, you suggest taking in a picture show, something you never, never do. And then you want to hurry us down to the theater before it's even open.
I'm in gay whimsical spirits.
I'll say.
I can't find tonight's paper.
It must be around somewhere.
Well, I certainly don't see it.
It never comes.
What?
Tonight's paper never comes. Boy, must have missed it.
My God, you brought it in. In fact, I saw you sitting on the Davenport before supper reading it.
Oh, was it tonight's paper?
Wasn't it? You went out and got it off in the front porch.
Yeah, sure. Tonight's paper.
Vic, what you got up your sleeve?
Up my sleeve?
There's a mouse in the Cracker Barrel someplace.
I think so myself, ma'am. He made about 40 mistakes playing rummy while you were doing the dishes.
It's just half-wit heat. Warm weather throws my reflexes out of kilter. What I need is a couple of hours in the cozy confines of the Bijou Theater watching those two fine performers, Gloria Golden and Four-Fisted Frank Fuddleman, tug at heartstrings and play on
hey,
the
Hey, I see the newspaper.
Where?
See a corner of it sticking out from underneath the middle cushion on the Davenport?
Well, for mercy's sake.
You didn't hide it very good, girl.
Probably slopped it under that cushion subconsciously. Hot weather plays funny tricks on a fella. I read an article here the other day where...
Is my name in the paper tonight?
Your name in the paper tonight?
What did you hide it for?
I never hid it. I suppose I must have run...
The Brickmush man said my name was in the paper.
Oh, the Brickmush man. Crazy as a horse.
Brickmush man said my name was in the paper, and you go to work and hide the paper. Also, you're upset and agitated and trying to rush us downtown to the moving picture show.
Well, whether it's affecting you, too, I guess,
obviously. Lazy hours pool parlor, print another piece about me?
No. Not that I know of, anyway.
Fetch that newspaper once, Willie.
Huh?
We'll find out about this.
Oh, young dear. Let's put on our hats and stroll down to the Bijo.
I don't know why my husband hides newspapers underneath Davenport cushions. I'm inquisitive.
Job on
I'll get it. Thank God, sir.
Smelly Park threatened to call.
Go away from there. I said I get it. Thank God, sir.
Don't see how you can be so positive.
Thank God, sir.
Give me the newspaper.
Hello, Hank. Who? Oh, yeah.
Right. For me?
Why do you think I'm proffering the receiver?
Smelly Park?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Will you take the telephone, please? Will you take the telephone?
Mm.
One pays me first for the strength of one's little son's mentality.
Oh, there, Smelly. Fine, thanks. And yourself? Where, dear?
Who snipped this chunk out?
Huh?
Got no plans whatever for tonight, Smelly.
You take scissors and snip this piece out of the paper?
Let's see what.
Sounds as good as anything else. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, what a strange thing.
You do it.
Uh-huh. You beg pardon?
You take scissors and snip out this piece.
Let's see again.
Count me in, Smelly. Sure. You bet. In about 20 minutes? Okay.
This is a strange thing.
Yes.
No, I didn't, Smelly. Really? Okay, I will. Uh-huh. Well, I'll see you in about 20 minutes. Okay, fella. So long. Smelly Park and myself are going down to YMCA after a bit and watch the fat men play handball.
Produce the clipping, Vic.
Clipping?
I want to see the article you snipped out of this paper.
Your name did appear tonight, Mom.
I know it did.
Smelly Clark just now mentioned it.
What did he say?
He just said he saw my mother's name in the paper was all.
Produce the clipping, Vic.
Oh, heck, Dave. You're
produce
the darndest person.
Produce the clipping. Produce the clipping.
Okay. I'll make a clean breast of it.
You better.
Don't amount to nothing.
Lazy hours, pool parlor, print an article about me eating 9 saucers of coleslaw?
No.
Well, what then?
Oh, darn guys at Chicago Lodge headquarters slipped up.
How you mean?
They released some material without permission.
What material? What material?
Remember last week you were offered an honorary position at the lodge and you didn't see fit?
No.
You didn't see fit?
Not that dandy old grandmother trash.
Well, it wasn't my fault, kiddo. I never give anybody
permission. Tonight's paper had an article about me being dandy old grandmother to the lodge.
You couldn't hardly call it an article. It wasn't much more than an item. Simply stated that Mrs. Leon...
Everybody that subscribes to the newspaper is reading about me being dandy old grandmother in the lodge?
Not dandy old grandmother. The title is grand old lady. And it don't amount to...
Produce the clipping.
Say, please get it through your noodle.
Hurry up, produce the clipping. I want to read about me being wonderful old great-grandmother.
Here's what happened. I never answered headquarters letters, so they took it for granted that you accepted the honorary position.
Does it tell about my snow-white hair and pottering footsteps?
I don't think so.
Produce the clipping.
I admit it was a sloppy way to do business, and I mean to mail them Chicago hatwits a scorching letter and tell them...
Tell about my sweet wrinkles and furrowed brow and trembling hands?
Kiddo, you make too much over there.
Produce the clipping.
As a matter of fact, your friends will rejoice to hear that you've been appointed grand old lady of Drowsy Venus Chapter. And I bet you $8 you'll receive congratulations.
Right, step next door and borrow Donahue's paper.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, I'll...
Oh, wait a second.
Don't wait a second.
I got the half-wit clipping.
Where?
And
stop. Oh, clip it out.
That's rumpus and confusion.
Okay.
You're going to see a real good handball game tonight. Fat men will be so hot and
fierce. All right, read it. Go ahead.
Headquarters of the National Brotherhood, the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, have named Ms. V.R. Gook of Virginia Avenue as the grand old lady of their local unit, the Drowsy Venus Chapter.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
I say, is that all? Mm-hmm. Read the rest. Read the rest.
Ceremonies will be held in the near future, during which tribute will be paid to Ms. Gook's snow-white hair and sweet, wrinkled face. Married wisdom of old age will be glorified, and Mrs. Cook's feeble, tottering footsteps.
Go on.
I'm going to the show.
What?
I'm going to the picture show.
You're going to the picture show?
I'm going to the picture show. Now, by myself.
Halfway up the next block. And here we leave, Vic and Sade, until the next.